So when you found your space, your place, making sure that you're going to be comfortable for 20 minutes or so. And closing your eyes if that feels okay for you. And starting the practice by sensing into your posture. Taking this opportunity to make any changes that you wish to enable you to feel just 10% more comfortable, whatever that means for you. So it's helpful to have a real sense of being grounded, being connected, whether that's with your feet on the floor, if you're sitting in a chair, or through the legs, touching the floor, sitting on your seat, whatever that is. And then taking your attention to the base of your spine, to your coccyx, your tailbone. Really bringing your awareness here. And then allowing that attention to rise up through your spine, one vertebra at a time. And as you do that, it may be that you find yourself extending through the spine. And when we're doing a breath awareness practice, it is helpful to create some spaciousness, if possible, between the vertebrae, so that there's a sense of lengthening. And of course, as we do that, the ribs are given a little bit more freedom. So lifting up through the spine, bringing your attention slowly through the middle of the back to the upper back and shoulders, to the neck. And as I said this morning, for those who are with the practice, just allowing the head to bob about like a ping pong ball on top of a fountain of water that's coming up through your spine. So there's a softness here. And paying attention also to your shoulders. Perhaps noticing if one shoulder is higher than the other, and what it feels like if you're able to level them out. Also being aware if there's some scrunching up of the shoulders towards the ears, and noticing what it's like to soften them. Sometimes just momentarily engaging the muscles underneath the shoulder blades and having a sense of drawing the shoulder blades down either side of the spine can help with that release, and then let that go. And then ensuring that the placement of the hands enables you to have that space underneath the armpits, the sides of the body. Even if you're touching the body, just having a soft touch rather than a close-in touch. And noticing what it's like to be both grounded through the sensations and the connection with the earth, as well as being spacious through an awareness of the top of your head and beyond. It really helps us to have clarity of mind, is to pay attention to this aspect during meditation practice. Often there's an emphasis on grounding, but that can sometimes lead to feelings of being soporific, of dullness of mind. So to initiate clarity, alertness, having a sense of the space around and above, that lengthening of the spine, it can be really helpful. So just settling here into your meditation posture. And this posture that you've adopted is allowing the free flow of breath in and out of the body. It may well be that as you pay attention, you can feel the movement of the diaphragm. Knowing that as the diaphragm contracts and flattens down, it presses on the abdominal organs and they need to create a little bit more space. So the belly comes out sometimes. And with that flattening of the diaphragm, it creates a negative pressure in the lungs, so the air just comes in. There's no need to draw it in to make anything happen. It's a natural process, obviously. And then the opposite is true, so that as the diaphragm relaxes, it creates a dome going upwards. It creates more space in the abdomen so that the abdominal organs can just settle back from whence they came. And the air is pushed out of the lungs as the thoracic cavity size reduces. With that doming of the diaphragm. So none of this is effortful. It's all completely natural. The body is just doing its thing. So we're going to pay attention to this practice, which is focusing on the three parts of the breath. The three parts being the movement of the belly, the rib cage and the chest, as the breath ebbs and flows. And of course, these parts don't operate independently or separately of each other. It's just helpful to acknowledge these parts. Something perhaps to be curious about. we're going to take our attention to each part in turn. And really holding in mind that there's no right or wrong here, no things that you should be feeling or shouldn't be feeling. You are just feeling what you're feeling. The sensations are there, whatever they are. So by beginning to take your attention to the belly, that soft part beneath your rib cage. And if you wish to, it's entirely your choice, you may wish to place your hand or hands on the belly. Just noticing if there is any movement here at all. If there's a sense of your muscles feeling contracted, notice what it's like to soften them and allow the breath to make these movements in a natural way. Maybe releasing that tone, if you have some, allows the belly to expand a little bit more with the in-breath. How does that feel for you? So there's an invitation here to explore what's happening around this level of your body. So it might be that you're interested to find out whether there's any movement in the hips at the level of your belly, if you just move maybe your hands around, or in your lower back. So you can either just sit with awareness, or you may well wish to use your hands to explore. The effects of the breath in this part of your body, from your belly around to the hips to the lower back. If there is movement, that's okay. If there's no movement, that's okay too. If you are using your hands to explore, just taking them to your back if you're able to, the lower back, spread your fingers wide and notice if there's a feeling of expansion with the in-breath and a softening back as you exhale. What's that like for you? To notice what's happening for you in your body here as the breath just gently ebbs and flows. And then allowing your attention to release from that part of your body, the belly, the hips, the back, and rise up to the rib cage. If you feel you might have lost the elevation of your posture, you may wish to just adjust a little bit more, extend through the spine. Create some space once more underneath the armpits, the back of the body, to allow the rib cage to expand as it naturally does with the in-breath and soften back with the out-breath. And it may be something you'd like to do is to explore what the rib cage is doing with the breath. So bringing both hands up, if that's what you'd like to do, perhaps with the four fingers forwards and the thumbs behind, and then really feeling into any movement that's present with the rib cage and the sides. Thumbs might be able to experience a little movement in the back ribs. Maybe bringing an attitude of real gratitude to our bodies, our amazing bodies, that just move like this without us having to have any conscious control. You might even wish to move the hands right round the back, perhaps the back of the hands resting on the back ribs either side of the spine, and just see if there's any movement here. Remembering to maybe let go of any tone that you normally carry with you in the belly or around the ribs. Just softening into the experience. Might be a movement there that you've never really appreciated before, as in you've never really noticed it before or known that it was happening. What does it feel like to connect with that for you? Because we can't see it often. The back of the body is somewhat ignored. The things that are behind us are often disregarded. And then maybe letting go of that touch. Just let the arms, the hands come back down. Allowing an awareness of those sensations in the ribs to be there for you now that you've felt what's going on. Is that a different experience for you now? And with the next out breath, letting go of the attention on the ribs, and allow your awareness to rise up to your collarbones. And maybe placing your hands, your fingertips, being gentle here, just resting them maybe on the top of your collarbones. Your incredible lungs with two lobes on the left to accommodate the heart and three lobes on the right. When they're fully inflated, they come up this high. Can you feel any movement here in your collarbones to accommodate that? The inflation of the lungs, the expansion with the in-breath. Maybe lifting up as you breathe in and then softening back down as you breathe out. You may wish to also explore your shoulders. So maybe one hand on each shoulder, just moving along from the collarbones, or if that places strain on your shoulder, you can cross your arms over. Whatever you would like to do, maybe taking your fingers around the back if that's okay for you. And just sensing into any movement or lack of movement here with the breath, the natural breath. Maybe even moving your fingers towards your neck and seeing if there's any rocking sensation in your neck with the breath. And then gently allowing the hands to come back down to your lap. Wherever feels comfortable, creating that space between your ribs and your arms. And really feeling into any movement now that you might have felt with your hands. Maybe movement you didn't even know was there. But now that you've identified it, perhaps it's come into your field of awareness a little bit more. prominently. Maybe feeling the interrelationship between the three parts of the breath. They're not separate, they're not independent. The movement starting with the changes of the diaphragm, contracting and releasing. Massaging the abdominal organs. Creating some gentle rocking sensations in the back. Helping the muscles there to stay healthy. Soft. And allowing that rocking sensation to be felt higher up in the thoracic area, the shoulders, the neck maybe. Sensing into this miraculous, amazing body.